Welcome to Locally Home, a podcast about building community. This episode, we talk with John Feary. John is the former director of the Claremore Industrial and Economic Authority, and now serves as city manager for the city of Claremore. Let's see if we can manage to learn something new here on Locally Home. Hello, everyone. My name is Travis Peck, and I work at Rogers State University here in Claremore as the Director of Alumni. I, myself, am an alum and a proud citizen of the city of Claremore for nearly all of my years. We are coming to you today from the campus of Rogers State University, KRSC 91.3 FM, in their studios. And this podcast is here to shine a light on some of the people that make this town tick, the behind the scenes and the out front. People not everyone knows, but sometimes they wish they did or didn't. Wonderful people that we want to continue to help improve our way of life here in town and in this area we call Green Country. So today we are here with City Manager John Feary. John, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you, Travis. Appreciate you having me come in.
I want to start off with a simple question. We've written a little play here in town a few years called The Gridiron, where we poke some fun at local authority figures, and you're one of those authority figures. And is John Feary correct? Let's just lead with that. Is that how you say your last name?
That is correct. The word fear with a Y on the end of it.
Feary, just like it looks, just like it sounds. We might have had a little fun and said you were Guy Fieri, however you want to say it. So John Fieri, whatever.
I've been called much worse. So
it's been fun poking fun at you over the last few years. And of course, now you're newly in the city manager role, but you're coming from the world of CETA. So kind of let's talk about that a little bit, and then we'll go back and talk about your personal, you know, information. But tell us about CETA a little bit.
Certainly had a phenomenal opportunity back in 2017 to be recruited over here to as the executive director of the Claremore Industrial and Economic Development Authority, CETA, as we all know it here locally. And just a phenomenal opportunity for me. At the time, I wasn't sure how long, you know, the rung on the ladder of my career Claremore would be, did not take me long to realize this is where I wanted to be. And with CETA, we had great opportunity. We saw some successes, and just love economic development is really kind of the heart of what makes a community grow and helps it with the people. I mean, first and foremost, it's the people of a community, but if you provide them those options from the private sector that make them want to invest here and want to spend their dollars here to raise their family here. And so that was a real big, not a challenge, but an opportunity for me when I came over here. So we have a lot of assets in Claremore, Oklahoma and Rogers County. And with entities like RSU and Claremore Public Schools and our Chamber of Commerce and our Main Street organization and numerous others, there's really just kind of a blank slate on some of that stuff. And it was already home to some great industrial partners, but we've been able to grow that, expand in, kind of become an aerospace cluster, and then really put a focus on our small business, which is about 90% of our economy. And so I loved the opportunities and the relationships that I made working at CETA. Some of my best friends that I wish I'd known for my entire life I've made in the last 5 years. And so this is just a great community.
Oh, that's absolutely, and I'm going to echo that because I've lived here my whole life. I mean, basically with a little small stint over in Stillwater and same. I've made some of my best friends over the last 5 to 8, 10 years, just working on local projects and things like that. And, you know, we've had barbecue together a few times and had some social hangouts, yeah. And it's been a great time. When you were with CETA, a lot of people probably, again, the general public's not necessarily thinking about those economic things. You know, we hear about something new's coming to town, but how far back is that going before, you know, that actually is coming to fruition on that?
That's a great question, Travis. Economic development projects often take years to incubate before you really see an announcement or even a rumbling. And so a lot of folks believe that economic development is, oh, it's the new fast food restaurant or it's the new whatever. Those things are very important, but they come here on things that are far more important based on things such as quality jobs, which is what we want to provide first and foremost. We want to make sure that the folks that are living and working in Claremore and Rogers County can earn a livable wage. Second is housing. You have to have adequate housing of all different types. So rooftops are a key. And thirdly, you get that retail component where you have Chick-fil-A, you have that Burke's outlet, you have the new Atwoods, those things that people want. Those come after all this behind the scenes work has gone in for years and often decades to create a place where the Baker Hughes's want to land, or the AXH's, or the MST manufacturing, and several others. So they're years in the making.
Yeah, and that's, I think it's funny because, well, first of all, I like to go on and troll some on Facebook and just plant things that aren't going to happen at all. So, you know, did you hear about the new Olympic-sized swimming pool going in and Neymar Center?
So you're the one.
That's me. I'm sure there's more fantastic than just me, but no. No, it's really fun to, you know, you watch social media and you get caught up on that, and I know a lot of people do, and there's nothing wrong per se with social media, and it can be used for good, but it can also be used for evil. So, you know, sometimes when you're looking at a project and you know, just like anybody knows, if they've ever built a house or, you know, let's take it back to high school when you're working on that high school group project, right? Did it go smoothly?
No,
it never goes smoothly. Like
30
like,
years later, group projects still aren't
going smoothly. Yeah, it's always hard, man. That's the thing. It's like, it's, you try and you want to put all the effort in and somebody doesn't, and you know, it's all that. So it's really weird to see it from the outside looking into city government even, yeah, where you're like, well, why aren't they doing this?
Absolutely. You know? And we can work years on a particular project and really invest time and in some cases a lot of money and get investment buy-in from partners, and they not come to fruition. I mean, that happens more often than the wins do, than yeah, the big announcements. Yeah. But that's part of the process. And, you know, social media, as you brought up, is a great sounding board because we can go in and see, you know, because it's reflective of what society wants. We understand that and we get it. I think the other side of that is that if somebody goes on a social media thread and says, well, I heard this and this, well, that then becomes absolute truth in the
sure
mind of certain people. And that's it. I will tell you about 10 out of 10 times, it's not anywhere near what's really going on.
Well, no, and there's just so many moving parts too. I mean, it's not a simple one-step process. There's yeah just so many things. Yeah. So,
And we don't get to tell people what they can and can't do with their land. I hear all the time, why'd the city let them put that there? Well, we're very keen on protecting people's property rights in the state of Oklahoma, and if somebody wants to do something that's allowed by zoning and by right, we don't get to tell them no, they can't put in a coffee shop or a chicken restaurant, or
right,
we just don't have that authority.
Yeah, and that makes sense. I mean, and you want it to be that way. Obviously, you don't want to necessarily have a state where you're being told exactly what can and can go places. I get that it helps, you know, in the downtown, you know, corridor, for example, in Claremore. For those of you that aren't from around here, we've got a historic downtown. So we've got a great area there for, it's, you know, walkable, and we have bars and restaurants now, and it's just really changed a lot over the last 10 years.
And we protect those. We
absolutely
protect those areas with overlay district and zoning. So there are some things in place that we can to protect just kind of the sanctity and that tradition. But at the end of the day, somebody owns their property. They have the right to petition, for changes. But we're very strategic and intentional with how we grow specifically historic districts like downtown, what we want to see done down here near the university, what we call the West Bend U. We're very conscientious that this is a phenomenal asset, and we want to make this area of town more of a college town. We want this to feel like a
absolutely
true university town.
Absolutely. And again, I, as an alum myself, 08 grad from here and living here long term, it's really that time and place that it's time to explode that, you know, and explore and explode this situation, which is we have great students coming in. We need to keep those students here. We want them to have a great college experience and all of the above. And if you have spent time here on the Hill with RSU, you know that there's a lot of opportunities. I mean, we're sitting in a studio right now, John. You're not going to know this, but, you know, I'm a communications grad from here. I sat in the studio a lot working on other projects. I was going to be a famous radio host. I don't know if you knew that, but
you still might.
I heard that you have to get up at like 3 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, no, I'm definitely not going to do that. So see, I waited just long enough that podcasts have happened. And now look at this. Here I am hosted a show. And I mean, for free, but we don't have to talk about that. That's not important right now. But
but you're doing your community a great
that's
service.
That's right.
And we very much appreciate
thank you. That was he's also a former politician, folks. I don't know if we talked about that yet. We haven't gotten into it, but no. But it really is. It's a great. I got Scottish for a moment there. It's a great time in Claremore history to, you know, make some good changes. And I think we've got a lot of the right people in the right spots that are making those things happen.
Absolutely. So, and I'll tell you, this university and the alumni such as yourself and people in it have played a key role in that, working with the Claremore Collective and the Young Professionals Organization from the time I got on the ground here, most of which have some sort of tie to RSU. My son is our next biggest recruit, trying to get him to come up to the Hill.
Absolutely.
So he's going to be going
same,
into
by the
senior
way.
Year. Yeah, we're really working the RSU angle for that for him as well.
So. Well, so John and I both have 17-year-old sons here in Claremore. Your son goes to Claremore Christian, and my son goes to Claremore Public. And someday maybe they both are Hillcats, and that would be phenomenal for both of us.
The fact that we both have 17-year-olds, it's 2:15 in the afternoon, we're not drinking right now. It's kind of
also. The weekend was it was a good weekend. Let's just put it that way. We had a great time. There's so much going on, and when you're growing up, I think, and tell me if I'm wrong here, you grew up in Jinx, correct?
I did.
And you know, now Jinx, Bixby, that whole area. Just, I mean, it's a different animal than it was even 15 years ago.
Absolutely. So. I moved to Jinx from Oklahoma City in about 1983, started my school career there in first grade. Mm-hmm. And I have seen that school district grow phenomenally while the community itself, the town, is landlocked. But one of the reasons the decision was made to pull Ian out was just, I mean, there were 1,200 kids in his junior class.
Jeez,
and,
yeah,
you know, he was the 12th kid at Claremore Christian. And then to see that area around there like Bixby grow, they grow in different ways. They have their own assets. But none of those communities have what we have right here in Claremore, Oklahoma. And it's the people. It's the, for me, being an outsider, as right. I air quote, it's good and bad. I don't have 60 to 100 years of, you know, familial lineage here.
Sure.
But I also helped other communities grow that surpassed their own stop gaps or blockades.
Yeah.
And so kind of knowing what things we can do to move us forward, and I think that's been helpful here.
Oh, absolutely.
But again, respecting and understanding the tradition and the people here, I always have a saying, if you're going to drink the water, you have to appreciate those that dug the well. I'll tell you, we all need to appreciate the people that dug the well in Claremore, Oklahoma.
Absolutely. And there are, you know, there are great families and there are great individuals here in town that have continued to propel Claremore forward. And there's just a time and place, and I think yet again it's now, where we're just growing.
Yeah.
I mean, it just is, and in the best way. You know, there was a time, and this is not negative toward anything, but you know, there was a time when all we had were antique stores in downtown Claremore. Yeah. Well, now we can be proud of our antique stores in downtown Claremore because we have other things that offset those.
They're a great accompaniment to all the other things going on. And if we don't acknowledge how we grew and in the nature which we grew, how do we know how to evolve and to grow in different ways that make sure that we're sustainable moving forward? And you know, you'd mentioned Jinx earlier, literally what they self-proclaimed antique capital of America, and to this day that downtown pretty much still looks like that.
Yeah.
But
there's nothing wrong with it. It's just a matter of running with things when they need to change.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times any town, you know, you don't want to change because it's good old fashioned Americana and all those things, and that's great. But look at Tulsa. I mean, I take Tulsa as an example. You know, it's growing up, going to Tulsa was a big deal for me. Yeah. I mean, we're from Claremore. We're 25 miles ish from downtown Tulsa. And when I say downtown Tulsa, when I was growing up, there was, you know, Spaghetti Warehouse, the PAC.
Yeah,
that was about it.
And
that,
you only kind of went there in the daylight.
You kind of did. It was a little rough. And so we honestly, growing up, it was you go to the mall, those types of things. And of course, you know, that's before there were bigger box stores and all those things. So you had to go to the mall to find your stuff. And this is I'm really dating myself here, but pre-internet to all you listeners out there.
So there was a time where you couldn't buy things on the computer.
It's
and
crazy.
Showed up at your house. I don't know what we did.
How did
we ever make it?
I don't even know how we made it. I just know that if you got to go to the mall, you felt really special
because
you could get something that nobody else had. You know,
absolutely.
Like that was the fun part of going to the mall. And so now I just had this conversation with my family the other day because with Corona and all that going on, it was really sad to me that the movie theater situation, because when I was growing up, that was a big going out. You're getting the popcorn, you're spending the money, And, you know, it kind of shut that down. And I said, I miss that. Like, I miss going to the movies. And I tell you what, 2 weeks ago, we hit up B&B Theater here in Claremore.
Great theater.
Great theater. Great manager. Good screens. Like, everything's great. You know, popcorn, drinks, and all that. Had a blast.
Yeah.
Like, because it's fun to watch a movie at home, you know, and everybody, you know, we got Netflix and it's the same. It's not.
But that experience of going and doing those things and sitting there and watching previews and getting the popcorn, and you're right. And we've missed that too. And we've recently done the same thing, gone back to the movies. And but we're coming out of that. I got to tell you, you mentioned COVID, and the way this community supported their small business and the people that invested here throughout that was absolutely amazing. Really came together and took care of their own. Record number sales and use tax numbers for that year from a fiscal standpoint, because people made the conscientious decision, we're going to go support our neighbors. Now, a little of it was, you know, things were closed down in other areas, but this community again came together. But because of that growth and because of they have the affluence now that they maybe didn't have 10, 15 years ago, we're seeing record number of housing projects. We're going to have in and around the community. Sita and Maggie Froman Knight, I've got to get a plug in there.
Yeah.
Distinguished alumni.
Indeed,
alumna,
indeed.
Alumna. From RSU with a master's degree, is just doing wonderful things at Sita, and will continue to foster that environment where all these other things that we want to happen, when you're driving down the road, what else can we do for our kids? We need this, we need that. We have to do these other things on the front end for somebody to look at us and go, now it's time for us to make that investment in additional quality of life amenities or arcades or bowling alleys, all those things we all want.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I could talk about that for like an hour and a half, which we won't get into that right now, but maybe we'll have a separate podcast about bowling alleys. But so let's talk a little bit about some upcoming things. And I know you can't talk about, you know, things that are pending, obviously, but what's something maybe that you're most excited about coming up here in the near future?
Well, I'm really excited about some opportunities that we have coming up on both the economic development side and the growth side. I have some big dreams that I want to start pushing to. I think that, you know, years ago when we brought Main Street Tavern here, we did that through an RFP process or an RFQ process. I would like to do, and this is me, pie in the sky dreams. I've mentioned it a couple times, a few city councilors and some chamber board members. I want to do an RFQ. I think we need a restaurant at the lake. I go out to that Claremore Lake Park, which is an unknown gem.
Well, and you guys have done a phenomenal job too, upgrading those, you know, those roads and all the things out there. It's great.
Joe Kays and his staff, but they do a great job. But if you look at that, and I was out there for a 4th of July celebration, I drive out there at least twice a week. There's an opportunity there, something that it offers that thing that we, you know, people always say we want. So things like that, we've got some great possibility, potential to diversify some of our workforce. We have a huge influence on the manufacturing sector. We're working to diversify that, maybe some stuff in more of your cyber stuff, your software, even medical transcription, but also healthcare. So there's some really big things on the horizon that you'd mentioned earlier, a lot of moving pieces.
Sure.
All of those pieces right now are on the chessboard, and we're constantly moving them around, trying to get them in the right place. So I'm really excited about our potential.
I should mention this because I wrote a piece for More Claremore a few years back, and it was called, you know, we is us is we. I know that's not proper English, but, you know, all these people that comment and say, I wish they would do this, and I wish blah, 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 and why did they do that? And I'm always like, who's they? Who are we talking about? You know, are we talking about, is there like a room where there's five people in it and they're making every decision? No, that's not how it works.
Some people believe that.
They think that's true, but and this would be my plug on this to tell people to get involved. You know, I mean, there are options and ways to get out there that are not behind a keyboard on social media.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you said that. You know, we went through the Claremore Dreams process and had some community engagement, but I will tell you, your chambers of commerce, your rotary groups, come to city council meetings, but those decisions are ultimately made by your elected officials. But getting them to the process where they're even in front of an elected official, again, is that long process. So you have people from outside the community, within the community, hey, I want, it all starts with an idea. It all starts with that what if or why can't we?
Sure.
And that sparks something, and it grows from there, and eventually just becomes this pyre of brightness that you go, oh my gosh, this is legitimately a real deal. You know, Chick-fil-A didn't just prop up because they said, oh, we want to be in Claremore.
Right.
You know, Aldi didn't just happen. We've been working on Aldi since 2016.
Wow.
And we just opened Aldi. That's how long those things take. But that's just part of that process.
Sure. And that's just, and you know, those things are, and you're talking retail, and I know that's what we're discussing, but I mean, there are other things out there for volunteer opportunities throughout the community. So, you know, if you're looking for something, you know, Day of Caring or those types of situations.
Yeah. If I don't plug our portal that they just launched after this Love Your Neighbor Day, the CARES portal, now I feel awful. I don't have the website on me, but I'm going to get it.
We'll get it.
But that there is an opportunity year round to engage and to sign up and to help our neighbors, because it is so much bigger than just the things that we've been talking about. It's really still about taking care of each other. And we have elderly folks, disabled folks, people in this community that constantly need help, and we want to help them. Mm-hmm. We're limited by law what the city can go on private property and do.
Absolutely.
But we facilitate and help with our faith-based community, our nonprofit community, all of our philanthropies to go in and help those folks. So that's a great opportunity to get involved. Obviously, young professionals, I mentioned Claremore Collective, get involved in the Chamber of Commerce. Get involved with RSU. Get involved with Claremore Public Schools and Sequoia Public Schools. There's never a there's not a shortage of needs in this community.
Oh, no, absolutely. There's, I mean, and again, opportunities, like you said, from all different aspects. It doesn't have to be you know, coming to yell at a city council member, but you can do that too.
Absolutely.
If you want. They're
absolutely
open. I mean, and you can watch them all online.
Yeah.
As well.
Well, absolutely. Tonight, if you'll watch the city council meeting online, we'll be going over and showcasing and launching a new app, mobile app, that will our citizens will be able to utilize. And so you can yell at me on that. You can send me hate mail in that. You can email your city
councilors. Keep it civil, people. Keep it civil, if you would. I mean, not everything warrants a death threat, first of all. In fact, most things do not. I just want to put that out there. Keep it calm. Okay, well, let's get off of that topic for just a moment and get on to something else. So what do you like to do for fun, Mr. Fury?
I love to play golf. I know that shouldn't be my first answer, but like I said, I have a 17-year-old son and a soon-to-be 16-year-old daughter, and while I love spending time with my family, at that age, we could all agree and remember how we were.
Sure.
I wouldn't have wanted to been around me.
4 hours away is sometimes exactly what the doctor ordered on that.
So, love to play golf. I do love to spend time with my family. We're actually going to take a family trip. My wife is in economic development here in Northeast Oklahoma as well, so we have a lot in common in that regard, but love to do those things. Love to I really like coming over here. It's funny, you know, I always talk about that I wish I would have grown up. I had a great childhood. I had a great experience in school. And it was after our 4th of July show, this, you know, 2 weeks ago, that somebody asked me, what do you think? And it was just the engagement I had there with the people. And I told people, I said, I love coming over to this lake. But that event is the one that's like, this is the type of thing, the engagement, I wish I was from here.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean that disparaging with where I came from.
Sure.
It's just one of those, I wish that I'd have grown up and gone to school with Travis Peck and
right.
Ashley Bay and Brandon Irby and Meggie Knight. But no, but I, public service, I didn't get into this to make money. No one does.
Right.
I'm in my 18th year of public service. And so I love that, which tell a lot of my friends go, we just don't understand. You're obviously just a
right.
glutton for punishment.
Absolutely.
But I like to play golf. I like to go fishing. And I love almost every single sport there is. So if it's on TV, I will probably watch it. I found a few things recently that I'd never seen before. Spike ball, this is a thing.
I'm telling you what. We're about to host an event here where they're going to play Ultimate Frisbee. And somebody's like, you mean you've never watched Ultimate Frisbee? I was like, I mean, no, I'm sorry that I haven't, but I
remember playing in like junior high and high school.
Right.
I didn't know it was on TV. So, I mean, I even caught myself watching about half hour of the National Women's Cornhole Championship on ESPN, and Chelsea's done with this. She's like, you got to find it. You're going somewhere else to watch this.
And it's a weird way back around to this, but there's just so many options, right?
Absolutely.
There's so many things you can do these days. There's 5,000 channels to watch, and you've got streaming services and music and all of that aside, back to your 4th of July, you can't beat getting together with some music, hanging out by the lake.
Outstanding.
Joining, you know.
And you're right. And those are the things that I would much rather. I'm a people person.
Sure.
I love to be around people. So I would much rather do that type of stuff. I mean, I got there at 6 o'clock, knowing full well it didn't start till 9:30, because I knew I would have the opportunity to interact with people that typically don't come to meetings.
Right.
And so, but you're right. Music going, you know, those pesky ordinances allowed me to only have water and Gatorade. But I'm teasing. It's a public park. We should only have water and Gatorade there in case any of my counselors are listening. But it was just just a great time, and it was a beautiful weather, and the sunset, and the fireworks, and the water, and the wildlife, and you just like, man, what a great time, and what a great place.
Yeah.
And honestly, there are very few places like the Claremore Lake Park, in as far as municipal parks in the state of Oklahoma.
It's fantastic, and again, coming from working with Moore Claremore and living here, and then working for RSU now. We always try to highlight those things that we have that other places don't. I mean, not everywhere has a lake. Like, we take it for granted. Oh, here's a lake in our backyard, essentially, that we can go use for kayaking and fishing. And
actually put a motorized boat on.
Sure. Which,
and again, you know, I lived 15 minutes from here and worked 15 minutes from here for 10 years due west and did not even know about it.
Right.
And that ties in. I failed to mention something. Are you talking about something that was I was excited about coming up?
Sure.
One of the things I'm most excited about is, you know, we've made a tremendous investment through some public-private partnerships in our single-track mountain biking.
Yes.
This next year, though, we are taking a very intentional look at not only expanding that, but also on our Greenway Trail system. Connectivity in and throughout this community is one of my number one priorities. I need RSU students to be able to get on a bike and leave the West Bend U and go to downtown and then drive straight out through and get out to the lake and ride the and vice versa.
Well, and they can do that now. You mean safely do that now?
Not on a state highway. Yeah, I know. For those of you that know what Frogger is, you won't be playing.
I've ridden
Frogger.
My bike down the hill and it's terrifying. I just want to throw that out.
That's a great point.
Sorry, go ahead.
I meant in a safe and appropriate way. But it's also about connecting neighborhoods.
Yes.
So taking a very intentional look and utilizing our drainage systems that we have. Those are so underutilized as far as trail systems. So a family ought to be able to get out Forest Park on their bike and take a trail and never get on a road and make it to downtown to go grab a slice of pizza or a dinner. Or they ought to be able to come down here to the West Bend U and you know, hit Green Eyes Cafe for
Absolutely.
A cup and never get out on a road. And so we're working with ODOT. We're doing a trails master plan associated with our update of our parks master plan this budget year.
Love it.
And so I'm really excited about that opportunity there. Now, it's going to take us several years to fully implement and lots of money, but we're starting the process.
Right. And that's funny that we haven't really touched on that either. You know, we said there's a lot of moving parts, and one of those moving parts is money. Mm-hmm. And it's just, believe it or not, just like they told you growing up, it doesn't grow on trees.
That's right. I wish.
So it's weird how that happens.
I even have some of my directors we have a great staff there, but they'll come in and ask for something. It's like, do you think I just have this chest under my desk that I just reach out?
I'm just holding out on you guys.
There's $5 million later.
Oh, whoops, yeah. I forgot.
And so we're being a public entity and a municipality, we're limited on funding. We have 3 pennies in sales tax, which are restricted by the voter. They've determined here's how it's going to be spent. So those are the only ways it can be spent. And then we have our utility revenues. And as we know, that's always a hot topic. But, you know, Claremore 75 years ago made a commitment and a contract with GRDA to be a power provider. And that's a revenue resource that funds our police, our fire, our parks, our water system. It really subsidizes everything. And frankly, without our electric system, Claremore would not be Claremore.
Right.
Claremore would be more akin to a Chelsea. I mean, that's just the – and there's nothing wrong with that. Just we wouldn't have what we have here without
right.
those things. But it's a catch-22.
Sometimes you got to pay to play, as they say. You know. And honestly, there's just so many, again, great opportunities that we take for granted. So I didn't finish my pitch here, which is that, you know, you've got Claremore Lake. Claremore has the university right here, which, again, like you said, you didn't know the lake existed. So fun story that I tell everyone, so I'm going to go ahead and say it here, is, you know, we had a Food Truck Thursday event. We had students down off the hill participating, and they were like, oh, like there's a downtown? I mean, like they literally didn't know, you know, just a mile down, because they don't really make it off the hill a lot. I mean, and we need to encourage that more and more, of course. And then the flip side of that is, you know, you got a little kid running around that's 5 or 6 years old with their parent, and they're like, oh, where's RSU? You know, I mean, didn't know. And like, well, it's, you know, the giant gold dome up there at the top. People don't even know. So it's really like our goal here is making those connections with the city and getting RSU involved. So it goes both directions. That's
absolutely
really what it is.
And let me tell you, the economic impact that this university has on this community, on the city of Claremore, is huge. It is an amazing partnership. it has the potential to be even more amazing as long as we continue to work together. And you have great administration on the Hill. I think that we have good leadership in our council. I know that I am committed from an administrative level. And so you're right. I think this is a gem. If I could go back and find a way to get more of those Bixby and Jinx and Union and Owosso kids to say, look, I'm telling you, you don't understand what you have access to,
right?
20, 30 minutes from your high school, from your house. A phenomenal opportunity to get an undergraduate and a master's degree, leave here with less student debt or no student debt than I think almost any other university in the state.
Absolutely.
We've got to find a way to continue to capitalize on that. And we're committed to the university. We're committed to the assets of the university. You know, our museums, our historical features here, everything ties into this just kind of big group of people, you know, going back 150 years.
Yeah.
And those are those well diggers. And this university and this community are a big part of it. We're the county seat. People don't realize. I mean,
right.
There's only about 19,000 and some change people in Claremore. Our retail trade area is about 150,000 people.
Yeah.
And so this community serves a vast majority of people in Northeast Oklahoma.
Absolutely. And you know what, John? I appreciate you so much. If I may call you John, but, I mean, we're kind of on a first name basis.
Well, the other name you call me is not appropriate for the air.
We can't say that here. That's a Farley's type situation. But anyway, I really thank you so much for being here. You are actually our first guest here, and we're excited to get more folks in here talking about these great things that Claremore has to offer. And honestly, just getting people like you up here on the Hill. That's another thing. You know, that's another crossover. We want to get people that work here down in the city and involved in all the projects and vice versa. So thanks again for being here today, and I hope you had a good time.
Had a blast. Every time we get together, it's a good time. And a thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Locally Home here on the RSU Radio Podcast Network. Please subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. We hope to bring you more information about Claremore and Rogers State in the future. So join us next time on Locally Home.